All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Who's talking? Jim Frank, Terry Gates in the house. Chris Sill, we're going to hear from him momentarily with the Olympic report. The one thing we have failed to do, which we should have done, Frank and I are doing two special shows from Greensboro this week, Thursday and Friday night, both at 6 o'clock.
Courtside.
Courtside at the Greensboro Coliseum. So we'll Thursday night, 6 to 7. Friday night, 6 to 6:30. Thursday night, we'll be talking about the Virginia game on Friday. And by our show Thursday, we'll know who we're going to play because Virginia Tech plays NC State at 2:30 on Thursday afternoon. And then hopefully on Friday night, we'll be talking about Virginia's first trip to the semifinals since 1995.
Very exciting. And we will be bringing on Ted Jeffries, I believe, to try to get some more inside skinny. It was good to hear from Coach Jason Williford tonight.
I think that's interesting. We're going to get the skinny from Ted Jeffries. If you've seen Ted recently, Ted, not exactly skinny. Ted,
ouch.
And I should talk, but I mean, Ted.
Ted can still, he can still block out with the best
of them.
You
know, Ted calls me tiny, you know.
He does call you tiny, and you are tiny.
But at any rate, Chris Sill with the Olympic Report.
All right, thanks, guys. We had a good weekend, everyone. Virginia softball, fourth-year Melanie Mitchell tossed a complete game and became UVA's all-time strikeout leader as we defeated Georgia Tech 4-2 on Sunday afternoon. In wrestling, the 13th-ranked Virginia team finished second at the AACC Championships, and Virginia had 9 wrestlers earn automatic qualifying spots to the NCAA Championships.
Which is a new record.
Exactly. Most in program's history. Women's golf, the 19th-ranked Virginia women's golf team moved up 2 spots in the leaderboard to finish 7th at the Darius Rucker Intercollegiate held in Hilton Head. The cross, like we had said before, unfortunately we lost to number 3 Cornell with 13 seconds to go. But third year Nick O'Reilly led UVA with 3 goals and 1 assist. In women's lacrosse, it was almost the same exact thing. Number 8 Virginia women lost to number 3 North Carolina 8-7. In baseball, we got 2 out of 3 against Maryland and improved to the 17th ranked team in the country. And then in women's swimming, we had, I think it was 9 swimmers that will be representing the Cavaliers at NCAAs. That's Lauren Perdue, Caroline Kenny, Rachel Norath, a collegiate grad, second year Sean Casey, Allison Halsey, Kelly Offit, Sarah White, Ellen Williamson, Courtney Bartholomew, Han Borgensen, and Haley Dermer. And women's tennis also shut out Maryland 7-0. So, a good weekend.
Very exciting. Should be pointed out, UVA men's tennis team, the number 1 UVA men's tennis team, are getting ready to go on a huge road trip down to Texas. And they're going to play Baylor on next Monday. Then on that following Wednesday, they'll play Texas A&M. Then they've got Illinois wrapping up. But hold on, Texas in there somewhere.
Oh, we've already given the national title to Brian Boland. Don't worry about it.
This is his year.
Let's go to that first round of the ACC. The Boston College, the Red Hot Eagles, 3 straight wins against Georgia Tech to open the tournament on Thursday at noon. Mr. Gates, how do you see that one?
Oh, it's got to be Boston College. You know, either getting better or you're getting worse. You're not treading water anymore, and having 1-3 in a row bodes well for them.
Yeah, I think they're a young team that's coming on.
I think this game is a toss-up. Georgia Tech's win against Miami changes everything.
They peak, Frank. They're done. They're done.
That's possible, but let me tell you something. I got a funny feeling Georgia Tech is going to give BC all they can handle.
Normally, the 8-9 game is going to be very competitive. The Wolfies and the Hokies. Can the Hokies figure out a way to be competitive? Mr. Gates.
They're always competitive. They just kind of run out of steam in the second half, but I think this is a tough... This is a game they didn't want to play, I don't think. I'm sure Virginia didn't want to play in that spot. And NC State, I think they maybe, you know, there's a chance they overlook Tech to get into the, you know, into the next round, and it could be painful for them.
You know, I've felt all year long that Tech is better than they've played. I think they've got some talent on that team, so it might be a more interesting game than a lot of people anticipate.
State should move on.
Yeah.
NC State in a squeaker in that game, it may come down to their last shot, but I don't think VPI has got somebody that can guard Leslie late, and Leslie will probably get the game winner. All right, Maryland versus Wake Forest in the nightcap. What do you think, Hoppo?
Well, you know, Wake is good at home. They're not quite as good away from home, even though Greensboro's not far from Winston. I think I'm going to go with Maryland in that one.
Wake Forest, home game.
Home game in Greensboro.
I think Maryland after last night, that just hurt.
It hurt
that
them.
That just hurt.
Well, I mean, again, it should be. I think all three of those games could be very competitive.
Maryland edges Wake Forest in a close game. Last game of the evening on the first day of the tournament, Florida State number 6 versus Clemson number 11.
Terry said first to 60. This one might be first to 50. I mean,
what do you think?
Florida State.
Florida State.
Florida State. I think How Clemson's about? Done.
Yeah, I think Florida State. Clemson's really faded here lately.
All right. Final chance. We're going to tease our two shows on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Frank and Hobbo courtside. Dave Stipe will be our board operator down there in the Greensboro Coliseum. And
we thank the Virginia Sports Properties for their cooperation because we'll be using the Virginia broadcast location.
Looking forward to it. And then Friday we will also be on at 6 o'clock, same deal. And it'll be a half-hour show, and hopefully we'll be talking about the fact that Virginia had won and had beaten either State or VPI earlier, and we'll be talking about a big trip to the semifinals.
Yeah, Hobbo, if we win, Hobbo will be one happy, excited camper on Friday night.
Might be some champagne corks popping, right?
Well, we may be drinking something, that's for sure. Never know.
That's for darn sure. All right, I think it's smart right now to thank our sponsors. It's been a tremendous season so far. This is, believe it or not, show number 28 in season 4, and very excited. Special thanks to Ortho Virginia, Moores Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, CapTech Ventures, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mera Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel.
We'll talk to you 6 o'clock Thursday night. Who's talking?
Go Who's!